Oh, all right. I was afraid this was ha would happen, and I actually hope I'm broadcasting at this time. But currently, my internet is down. Normally, when I am signed in, it's okay, and we can still continue the podcast. The problem, of course, is the music won't play, and it doesn't register if Schomburg Stu is actually here. Oh, and actually, I'm not even broadcasting yet because I'm still waiting for the internet to come back online. So let's hope this doesn't take too long, and we can get this going. At least I hope. So, great. God, I hate it. God, you please, if you can hear me, if anybody else has AT&T UVerse, I would love to know if you experience these same kind of issues that I have, because this just happens constantly to me. At least once a day, do I have an issue where the internet just goes completely out, and everything has to reset because we have the television runs through the internet, and obviously the cell phones and my frickin' my pay, my notebook and all this crap, and just the process of dealing with it is just ridiculous, waiting for it to reset or do whatever the hell it's got to do, and it's just a gigantic joke, and I just don't understand if everybody else has these same issues, or if it's just us for some reason. So, all right, well, there Stu is in, so let's see if this works out now. Okay, come on. All right, Stu, did you come in?
Yeah, I'm listening to you.
There we go. All right. Yeah, we got a little bit of a late start. My internet decided to shut down just as she was counting down for the podcast to start. So we'll just pretend like none of that happened and let's
Sports Time Radio. All sports, all the time.
Start to the Friday edition of Sports Time Radio. I'm the Big Jack, and of course, before we go into all the Friday shenanigans, I'd like to just let you know that we have AT&T UVerse, and it is a terrible service. All right, here we go.
Start spreading the news.
All right, that of course means, as you know, since I already spoke to him, Schomburg Stu is here. Stu, how are you?
I'm okay, and my only issue with Comcast is that my streaming is not as good as it should be. Outside of that, I don't have too many complaints now that they have Marquee.
Yeah, I wish I had that problem, but at least once a day and sometimes more, the internet goes completely down here for no reason whatsoever. And everything's got
no explanation as to what causes it.
No, well, the issue, of course, that they go with is the fact that I live in an apartment complex, so they use the excuse that there are a lot of people on the service and it overloads. But I don't believe that. I just think it's poor. It's just poor service is all it is. And obviously they're not going to tell me that. So
yeah, that shouldn't make any difference.
Yeah. But anyways, if you'd like to call into what's left of the Friday podcast, 646-478-3753 is the number to do that. If not, feel free to email us, sportstimeradio@hotmail.com. Anything else you need, sportstimeradio.com is your ticket there. Now, the blogs go up on Wednesdays and Saturdays, so you will get something popping up there sometime tomorrow morning. Of course, while you're at sportstimeradio.com, hit that link, follow it over to the Sports Time Radio Facebook page, and you know the deal. You bothered to go all the way over there, go ahead and give it a like. Don't forget, though, we also have the Twitter feed, which is at Sports Time Radio. No Stu on Twitter yet, but you can find me at Burke Time, and I will pass along any message you'd like to send to Stu. So there you go. Good, bad, or indifferent.
Sounds good to me.
So, yeah. Well, it looks like, I think, with the exception of the NBA, we're actually going to play sports tonight. I honestly don't really care if they were to ever play again at this point, because they cost me so much money on, what was that, Wednesday night. And yes, I know I'm being petty. It's not about that, but they cost me so much money on Wednesday night that I just don't really care if they ever play again. And that's just how I feel. So there you go.
And what's the latest? Is there still a possibility that the NBA will cancel the rest of the season?
No, apparently they've had negotiations with the owners, and they will be restarting tomorrow. So.
And not that anybody's watching.
Right. You know, I mean, their ratings suck so bad. And, I'm going to go over this one more time. And honestly, I'm just really tired of talking about it. Don't understand why there isn't somebody smart enough who works with the players to figure this out. And I actually saw somebody else finally write about this yesterday. The best thing for these players to do is play. I get it, blah, 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 whatever. No, the reason the best thing they should do is play is because, Stu, what happens after a game?
That's a good question. I mean, the players retire to their hotel rooms?
Well, no, I mean, directly after the game, what goes on?
Well, we really don't know.
They get everybody together, and now for the NBA, they do it through Zoom. You have a press conference.
That's true.
So now you have everybody's attention to get your point out there. You know, you're given the microphone, and the NBA especially, because, they're broadcast on the Mickey Mouse Network, the worldwide leader in sports. They're going to reach more people. Obviously, the post-game baseball interviews, you're only watching that locally. So that's not going to have a big as an effect. And that's why I don't understand, with the exception of the Brewers, why these other teams didn't want to play, because I got bad news for them. Them playing had absolutely no effect on what was going on in the world. Milwaukee, yes, because they play in Milwaukee. But, you're canceling West Coast games, and, players are putting statements on their Twitter. How many protesters are looking at West Coast baseball and reading players' Twitter feeds? My guess is going to be a very, very small minority. In the case of the NBA, you have this national platform. Play your game, get on your Zoom call, and use it. Kenny Smith made a statement by getting up and walking out of the live broadcast on TNT. He made a statement. You not playing games doesn't make a statement, and I don't understand why everybody thinks it does. You know what somebody who tuned in to watch a basketball game did when they found out the game wasn't on? They watched something else. They didn't tune in to see what was going on with the protests. They didn't go out and, try to do something to support whatever cause, we're going after. Black Lives Matter, social injustice, wrap it up all into one. They didn't do that. I know you would like to think they did, but it didn't happen. They were sitting on their couch. Oh, the game's not on tonight. What else is on? That's all they did. Well,
right.
What do I have on the TV?
You mentioned that the season's going to resume tomorrow, correct?
Right.
I can envision this. The ratings, once again, will be in the tank. However, because of curiosity's sake, after the games are over and there's press conferences, I could see a spike in the ratings.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, you know, because, you know, in reality, let's face it, nobody cares about these NBA games being played. They only came back for money. That's the only reason we're having sports right now, is because of television money. If there was no television money involved, nobody would be playing. It would just be that simple. And I always laugh because I always hear Dan Le Batard rip baseball for being the league that came back for money. But oddly, he always leaves out the NBA and the NHL, and I know why he leaves out the NBA, because his employer is the Mickey Mouse Network, and they have a gigantic contract with the NBA that's really just blown up in their face. But even a guy like him, who's supposed to be so volatile, he's not going to touch that subject. You know, his cojones are big to a certain extent, but they're not that big. And, you know, he'll run away from that before anything. So, you know, it's always kind of humorous when they have an opinion. And, you know, basically he's correct, but he doesn't have, you know, he doesn't have it in him to state the entire thing.
No, not at all.
So,
and I'm wondering, the press conferences tomorrow after the playoff games are over with in the NBA, is management going to sit down with the players after the game before the press conference starts and saying, here's what you can say and here's what you can't say? Will there be any restrictions as to what the interviews are going to be based on?
Yeah, you know, that I don't know. You know, nobody has said anything yet kind of in accordance with that. You know, they did have a meeting today, so my guess is this has been talked about. You know, and I mean, you know, in reality, there's probably not too much that's going to be off limits, you know, with the exception, my guess would be, of course, of, you know, maybe language or, you know, stuff like that. Because, you know, the NBA is a players league, so they're going to give the players the free rein they need to do, you know, whatever it is they think they need to do.
Yeah, Dan, those conferences should be quite interesting. We'll see how militant the players are when they discuss the various issues. And it's really sad that we as a society have come down to this.
Yeah, the one thing I found oddly quite interesting about this whole thing is, you know, the NBA players actually took a vote about canceling the season. And apparently the only two teams in favor were the Lakers and the Clippers. And when the vote didn't, you know, that when the players didn't vote with him, apparently LeBron James walked out of their meeting. So I found that pretty interesting that, you know, he kind of bailed when he didn't get his way.
And what do you think about the scenario of a possibility of, when the playoffs resume, LeBron will opt out for the remainder?
No, you know, I was wondering that myself, but I don't think, you know, I honestly think winning the title means too much to him. And I don't think he would walk away from that. And then if he was to do that, he would probably be looked at as a bad guy, and that would hurt his marketability. And he's not gonna give up those commercials.
No, and probably not. And can you imagine what that would do to the networks if he decided to opt out?
Oh, that would he's their whole marketing chip. I mean, if you've only seen NBA commercials on the Mickey Mouse Network, you wouldn't even know that there was more than one player in the league, because the only player they really ever feature in a big light is LeBron James. So it's just, you know, it's like everybody else almost doesn't exist. And you're like, wait, are there more players in this league? Especially with, you know, the Golden State Warriors being out. You know, because they don't have Steph Curry to turn to. You know, James is it. And it's just kind of like, oh, wait, there are other players in this league? No, nobody else plays in this league. What are you talking about? So
yeah, and I'm afraid that even throughout the playoffs, the ratings are going to be minuscule for the NBA. Maybe until the finals start and the Lakers are in the finals, there might be some interest there.
Yeah, I doubt that even getting the Lakers or the Clippers, because it would need to be an L.A. team, I doubt that getting even either of those teams in the finals would be of any assistance to, you know, to where these, you know, because if you think about it, the finals aren't going to be, you know, as of now, they were projecting the, you know, it would end in September. With the pushback, you know, it may run into October, you know, because they still have to play these games. So now, you know, you're pushing way back into football season. Nobody's going to care about the NBA once football gets up and running.
Yeah, not in addition to the NFL starting, they're going to have to run into competition from baseball playoffs as well. And you know who's going to come out second best in that one.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, there also will be, you know, college, believe it or not, and I don't know how many people actually know this, because I didn't even know it until I found out a little earlier today, college football starts tomorrow. And, you know, that is hugely popular. So, you know, once that gets up and rolling, and, like, I don't think any of the bigger schools are playing, but there are going to be some games. You know, once that gets up and going, nobody's going to care that the NBA is still playing. Nobody cares now that the NBA is still playing. Who's going to care then?
Now, you mentioned that college football is starting tomorrow. Are any of the major conferences going to play, or are they, like the Big Ten, Big 12, opting out?
No, the Big Ten and the Big 12 are the only two conferences that have opted out. Everybody else is playing.
And that has to be very risky on the part of the colleges to do that.
Yeah, well, you know, the University of Tennessee just announced 7 positive tests for COVID-19 today. So, yeah, that's probably a little rough.
It is rough, and I could see the NFL doing it because that's their livelihood. But these are supposedly institutions of higher learning, and you would think that they would put the students' health above playing football. But then again, they look at the dollar signs and the commercials and everything else. They're saying, "Well, they're going to be fine. The athletes are just going to be just fine. There won't be any issues."
Yeah, well, you know, when you think of what the conferences like the SEC make on their television deals, there's no way that they're gonna walk away from that money, you know, and they're gonna do everything possible to make sure it gets played.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of these games from the SEC will be televised nationally tomorrow.
Yeah, well, I believe, looking at the schedule, it looks like it might just be smaller schools here. Actually, the only game I can find that isn't postponed as of right now is Austin Peay at Central Arkansas. Now, they're two actually powerhouse teams, but I believe they're 1AA.
Yeah, they're not major conferences, for sure.
Yeah, so I don't know, you know, if somebody's going to cover it or how it's going to do. My guess is it's going to be on television somewhere, but I don't know if, you know, it'll be on a major network. But then again, you know, you never know.
No,
so.
and maybe because of all the content and available, because of the lack of all the teams participating, they'll even be able to get the Slippery Rock in this year and one of the networks.
You know, hey, I used to love Slippery Rock because Ray Rayner would talk about it every day before, you know, all the weekend before I'd go to school. So.
That's right. And maybe they'll get a TV slot that will garner them a few bucks.
But, you know, you did mention the Big Ten. They are apparently meeting to consider starting their football season in November now. If you remember, and surprisingly, when they called off their season, they actually got protested by players, which really isn't too big of a surprise, but parents actually made a big stink about the fact that they canceled, you know, football. And it was just kind of like, really? That's a huge surprise to me that, you know, parents would be like, we want them to play. So, yeah, it's, you know, it's made the Big Ten reconsider, and they're looking at possibly a November, I think I saw 25th or 26th start date.
Yeah, that's surprising that the parents would do that. And I'm wondering if these are the parents of college players who are considered worthy of possibly moving to the NFL when their college career is over with. And they're thinking about the dollars involved.
Yeah, you know, my guess is probably would be what it was. You know, that's where I would go with this if I had to go somewhere. You know, but I'm not gonna point fingers at anybody because I don't know for a fact. But yeah, I would think that's where we're going here.
Yeah, and now they're talking about a possibly late November start in the Big Ten, and of course that's not official yet, though, right? They're just something they're talking about at the moment.
As of now, it's just a discussion, but I'm kind of under the impression that if they're talking about it, it's probably going to happen.
And what about the other major sports? And well, the other sports involved in the college scene, are they going to play their games or the individual sports as scheduled?
Well, you know, they held off on talking about basketball, you know, hoping things would, you know, kind of clear up or, you know, be better by the time basketball season rolls around. So my guess is, you know, since everybody else is playing, we'll have a college basketball season, probably just not without fans, you know, like, or, you know, with a percentage of fans, because there are states where you can allow a percentage of people into your stadium. And, you know, it actually, you know, Florida's one of them. I don't know if you watched it last night. I taped it, but I saw the start of it. Dynamite, which tapes in Florida, had fans in their stands last night. So, you know, they're allowed a certain percentage let in. And as you know, they're owned by the owner of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah,
so
I didn't know they were on last night. I didn't know they were on.
Football, right? Yeah. Well, they got moved to the playoffs, but it didn't happen.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And then they have to come up with alternative scheduling. And I thought I saw some movies on TNT instead of the normal basketball schedule.
Yeah, they did. They did show a movie Wednesday night because I turned it on to see if the game was being played, and they had not the good version of The Longest Yard, but the Adam Sandler version of the movie, which really stinks. If you're gonna watch
really
The Longest Yard, which is a football movie, watch the Burt Reynolds one. Don't watch the Adam Sandler one's a waste of your time. So.
When I turned that on and saw Sandler's movie version, I turned it immediately off.
Yeah, I had zero interest in watching. You know, it's just it's terrible compared to the the first version of the movie. But sadly, that happens quite a bit when it comes to movies. So
yeah, there's umpteen remakes of movies over the years. And usually the remakes aren't nearly as good as the original.
No, I'm actually, you know, I'm trying to think of, you know, especially a sports movie. You know, it's difficult enough to get a good sports movie as it is. So, you know, to remake it was just kind of like, yeah, I don't, I don't want to. I don't even want to deal with that. So.
Yeah, it's amazing how inconsistent sports is, the movies have been in terms of making a sports movie. For example, a very good one was Pride of the Yankees. On the other hand, there was that 1948 version of the Babe Ruth story with William Bendix, which is absolutely dreadful. So it's hit or miss with baseball and sports movies in general.
Yeah, well, you know, I guess the hardest part with a sports movie is, you know, there's only so much you can do with it. So, there's only so many comeback stories you can write. And, you know, even like when they do the, they do a true life story, it's not always 100% true. So,
accurate. I can think of the Stratton story was pretty good with James Stewart. That was fairly accurate.
Yeah, well, I got a kick out of, I always enjoyed the movie Rudy until the guy got arrested. I always kind of enjoyed the movie. And then Joe Montana came out and said that, you know, two of my favorite parts are where the team lines up at the coach's door and, you know, throws their jerseys on the desk so he can have a roster spot for the last game. And then the celebration at the end of the game after he finally gets to play and make a tackle. And unfortunately, neither of those things actually happened in real life. So
yeah, there are some things they take into dramatic context that never really happened. But hey, it wouldn't be a good movie without those changes sometimes.
So, yeah, I guess in some instances you need to stretch the truth a little bit. That's just kind of how it goes. But yeah, I don't know. Like, I would have been interested to know like what actually happened. To see how it actually went down and you know what was really kind of the deal there. But especially how he got to play.
Yeah, well, usually those games are televised, right? Maybe there's some footage available somewhere.
Yeah, well, you know, this is more like, you know, the background stuff because, you know, he wasn't going to, you know, because they put out the roster like the day before or however it works out so the players know who's on because, you know, there's hundreds of players on a college football roster. So, you know, it was just kind of like, oh, okay, well, how did they decide to give him the roster spot? Was it, Did Dan Devine coaching at the time just say, okay, you know, you're going to dress for the final game and, you know, or did the players actually have to stand up for him? So that was quite disappointing when I heard that.
Well, you know, Hollywood is wont to exaggerate a little bit when they have a version of a story that supposedly is based on a true one.
Yeah. So, you know, and I know like, you know, Michael Orr came out after, you know, The Blind Side was such a big hit and mentioned, you know, that quite a few of the scenes in there that they portrayed as real weren't real because, you know, it's about his life. So obviously he's going to know. So.
Yeah. Yeah. They do exaggerate a bit and it was still an entertaining movie, I suppose. And I believe Hoosiers was fairly accurate though, wasn't it? The basketball movie.
Yeah, I believe so. You know, I didn't know much about them going into it, but nobody came out and, you know, talked about anything, you know, that really didn't happen. So, you figure if a story comes out like that, genuinely, as long as nobody rebuffs it, they're okay. So.
Yeah, it was a good movie.
Yeah, I believe they try to get the story in, you know, the whole time when they're doing a movie like that. But I get it. It's Hollywood, and you've got to make money. You're not doing a biography, you know. Otherwise, you could just go through and hey, blah blah blah, this happened, blah blah blah. you know, and if people wanted to watch it, hey, great, and, you know, make their decision. You're doing an actual movie, and you want people to pay their money to come see it. So
yeah, there's been some strange Hollywood baseball movies over the years. I could think of one called It Happens Every Spring with Ray Milland, way before your time, and I believe it's about a college professor who comes up with some kind of a substance that repels the base wood. It repels wood. So he puts it on his glove, and he throws the ball, and through trick photography, you see it moving away from the bat. And I don't think that would hold in a baseball game, though, would it? Isn't that almost like throwing a spitball?
Well, only if they can find it. You know, that's true. You know. So,
yeah, he had it hidden in his glove. It's a pretty funny movie if you've never seen it before.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I think I may have actually seen that one time, but I don't, you know, I don't remember. It seems that, you know, like the sports comedy movies work. You know, those seem to be do pretty well, you know, unless they get carried away and make too many of them. Like, I think there's 4 Major League movies, if people don't know that, because, like, the first one is really good. The second one isn't very good, and I know they made 3. I think they made 4, which is just frightening to think about.
Yeah, I think we can scratch those last 2, though. They were pretty much disasters.
Yeah, and, you know, and obviously by the time you get to 3, you know, there's no Charlie Sheen, there's no Tom Berenger, you know, none of the bigger main characters are hanging around by the time Major League 3. I think it's Major League 3 Back to the Minors is what it's actually called. So yeah, if I have had the unfortunate incident of actually having seen the movie, so you know, I feel bad for me is what I want.
Yeah, exactly. And I think there was a decent Burt Reynolds movie. There was a football game that took place in prison that was fairly successful.
Yeah, that's The Longest Yard. That's the Burt Reynolds football movie.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right. And that's the one with the ill-fated remake that we watched for 30 seconds on the other night on TNT.
But, yeah. So, yeah, you know, there seems to be you know, I mean, you know, obviously there are some, you know, successful ones, but yeah, you know, unfortunately, I think there's some worse ones than.
Well, there was one that was so bad that was amusing would be Space Jam.
Oh yeah, well, you know, I think that was supposed to be more focused towards kids, wasn't it? So
yeah, well, of course, when you have Michael Jordan playing basketball with Bugs Bunny and the group, it's I suppose it was kid oriented, but there were some funny moments. See how bad the NBA actors are. Charles is pretty funny though in that one. Charles Barkley and Patrick Ewing, I thought they were better than Michael Jordan as actors myself.
Yeah, and unfortunately, it does look like I was incorrect. There are apparently only 3 Major League movies. I did get the title right of the 3rd one, though. It is Major League Back to the Minors. There was talk of doing a 4th one, which I think I was under the impression that it had actually came out. But it was actually going to feature Charlie Sheen as the Ricky Vaughn character coming out of retirement. And they were going to have Tom Berenger and Wesley Snipes. If you remember, Wesley Snipes was in the 1st one but didn't come back for the 2nd one. But apparently he was going to take back over his character for the 3rd one. Apparently this was in 2015. They were going to start working on this, and it just never happened. There was some talk about doing a TV series based on it, but that never really caught legs either. So
yeah, there was a TV series that I thought was way overrated. It was about a announcer announcing baseball games in the minor leagues. I can't remember the name of it now, but that lasted several seasons.
Yeah, see, that's why I'm here for you, because I believe that series is called Brockmire. And I believe it may, it's either st- still on or it just wrapped up.
Yeah, I think it's done
it
now. I think it's finished.
I remember Hank Azaria. You know,
yes,
and I watched.
He's the main character. That's right, the main lead in that show.
Yeah, I watched the first season and I kind of enjoyed it, but when season two came around, it just didn't hold my interest. So.
Yeah, I thought the hype was overrated. I watched a few minutes of them, but I never could get into it like some other people did. But that's just me.
Yeah, and you know they were.
If I remember too, right?
It was on a like IFA or something like that.
Yeah,
it was on a not everybody had.
Right.
But yeah, you know they did the short seasons. You know there were only 8 seasons or 8 episodes per season. So, but yeah, it looks like it went 4 seasons. This 2020 was the last one. And they don't have anything here about if it's coming back or if it's over.
No,
so
it's done. It's done.
Did they say?
Yeah, it's officially canceled after 4 seasons. But at 4 seasons by today's standards is pretty good.
Yeah, and IFC was the channel, not IFA. I was a little off there. So I believe it's like the Independent Film Channel is what the title stands for.
Yeah, we get the channel too, but it's an obscure one. A lot of people don't get the that channel.
So, yeah, but, yeah, I remember that. Yeah, and, I was trying to think, and I think Dan and I had this conversation a long time ago. Have there really been any successful television series about sports? You know, I remember HBO had some success with that First and 10, which was centered on a football team. I mean, a fictional football team a very long time ago that had a pretty decent run, but I was just kind of drawing a blank on, you know, anything else. I know Fox had the one with the female pitcher, but that only lasted one season, even though it got great reviews, you know, it only lasted the one season. You know, other than that, I can't really think of any.
Well, we can't consider Glow and Netflix as part of that, can we?
Yeah, you know, I mean, in you can kind of consider that, you know, but I was thinking more, you know, non-pay television, you know, television, you know, in that sort of realm.
Right, and there haven't been. Much in the way of a sport being something popular enough to last more than a season or two over the years.
Yeah, because I just found that, and you know, my guess is it's probably just so difficult to write. You know, I know, you know, the WB had one that was sort of kind of based around football, but I think it had more to do with the who they were supposed to be like girlfriends or wives and stuff like that, and it was a comedy set around a professional football, but I don't think it had much to do with the actual sport. And I know that ran for quite a while. I think I run by the repeats occasionally, so somebody's got it in syndication, but for the life of me I can't remember what it was called because I never watched it.
Yeah, it's difficult, as you pointed out, to come up with a weekly show, something different week after week after week, based on a team or anything else, and maybe the peripheral edge, like you mentioned, with the wives and how they deal with it, and is garnered more interest, at least it is for a few seasons.
Yeah, because I know, I know the WB also tried to do one, the same thing, a comedy based around a wrestler. Who was the character Crybaby that, you know, he actually wrestled in, you know, he was a big round fellow who wrestled in a diaper. But that didn't last. I don't even think that got through the first season. So, yeah, I just, again, just trying to think of them off the top of my head. And there's, you know, I don't know. Do you consider Coach? You know, because, I mean, it was about a college football coach, but I don't know. how much it had to do with actual college football.
Yeah, not much at all, really. It's more along the lines of dealing with the central character. But that lasted a few seasons.
Yeah, well, you know, and I would really like to consider, you know, the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders making the team series, but that, again, has nothing to do with football. But I will tell you, I have watched more episodes of that than I'm willing to admit.
Well, that was a cult favorite for a while, wasn't it?
Yeah, I believe so. I believe it's actually still on. So it did pretty well.
Well, a little eye candy is never a bad thing, right?
Yeah, you know, like I said, I can tell you it has absolutely nothing to do with football, but I didn't care.
No.
So that's just how it works. And I did find the name of that WB series. It was actually called The Game. So but, yeah, I found a list of television series, and there's nothing here that, like, jumps out that would be, like, I don't even remember this one. Do you remember CBS showing a television series based on the movie A League of Their Own?
No, and did it last a full season?
They've got it listed as 1993. But, I mean, I don't remember that at all.
No, nor do I. And, well, I'm glad, by the way, your internet seems to be working okay now. Be able to find that information.
It'll go out later when we get done. That's just kind of how this works out. So,
Any shows of note that you can find on that list that are interesting that we've watched over the years that we've forgotten about?
I'm kind of looking, and I don't really, you know, I don't really see. I mean, there's so much stuff here that I don't even remember ever knowing about, you know.
Wasn't there another show about a pro wrestler that I forgot the guy who played him, but he died very young, some kind of a tumor. I'm trying to remember his name and a short-lived show that they did.
Yeah, I think this one qualifies. The White Shadow had, four seasons on CBS. I used to watch that, because that was centered on high school basketball.
Yeah, that was
so,
about basketball,
I actually liked that show. I thought that was a really good show.
It was a good show.
But yeah, looking here, I no idea. They are nice enough to put the wrestling shows in here. They have Nitro and Thunder and Raw and SmackDown. And do you remember something called WWE Free For All?
No, what was that? Was that a syndicated program?
I don't know. I don't know what it is, but it's listed here as a sports program. Let me see what they say it is. It is a 30-minute preview show to promote the monthly pay-per-view. So that's probably why you and I have never watched it.
Right. I do remember that crazy Tuesday Night Titan show they had on for a while.
Oh, yeah, that was that show was nuts. So, and oddly, they don't have that listed here.
That's
you know,
surprised.
They have all the other ones. They don't have Tuesday Night Titans does not come up, which is something they just must have overlooked.
Yeah, that was on for quite a while. That was not just a few episodes. They've had that. They had that on for a few, maybe at least a season or two.
Oh yeah, that show ran quite a while.
Yeah.
But I guess maybe you just don't think about it. Because without wrestling in the title, you know, depending on who put the list together, may not have even realized that it was on.
Well, they had some great sequences in that. I could still remember. The late Kamala running around the stage trying to catch a chicken.
Yeah.
A live chicken. You remember that scene?
No, fortunately. But now here's another one. I've never heard of this, and you're going to have to help me out here. from on ABC, and this show ran, it looks like it must have ran the entire season, September 14th to May 10th, they had a show called Phenom, which was about a teenage tennis prodigy, and now it starred William Devane and Judith Light as her parents. And the star of the show was Angela, I'm going to guess this is Gothals. Never seen it, had absolutely no idea it existed until I saw it on this list.
And what year did that show run?
93. Looks like it ran from September 93 to May of 94, so probably 1 year.
Yeah, I've never heard of that show.
So, but yeah, I mean, just, you know, just kind of looking at some of the stuff, it's like, really? This was a show? So, but yeah, I wanna look up this League of Their Own one and see what it says about what they had here. So
that was another one in the 90s.
Yeah, it doesn't look like it lasted very long. It aired from April 10th to April 24th, and then it came back and they showed two additional episodes in August. So they had five shows maybe over that time period. They showed about five episodes.
Yeah, well, you can't do much with five episodes. You can't even put that into syndication.
So, yeah, and that, you know, that probably explains why you or I never bothered to – I never ended up watching it because it didn't last very long.
No, not at all.
Oddly, the shows that seem to last a long time when it comes to sports shows are like the outdoor shows, the fishing shows and the hunting shows and stuff like that. They seem to have a really long shelf life. But
yeah,
nothing.
There's even an obscure cable channel that has hunting and just nothing but hunting and fishing on it.
Yeah, we got that free for a while, but then they took all that away from us. I actually watched a couple shows. I know Shawn Michaels had his own hunting or fishing show for a while on one of those networks.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
But yeah, and you know, it's like, I mean, I don't know why this topic popped into my head, but it's just one of those things I've always kind of wondered why there's never really been a sports television show.
No, it doesn't seem to have done well in terms of ratings. And
you know, I don't know if you ever watched the short-lived one they tried to do about Pardon the Interruption. You know, because the show is a gigantic hit on the Mickey Mouse Network. It's been on for years. CBS tried to turn it into a 30-minute comedy. Oh, my God, did it stink. So,
it bombed, huh? Didn't make it through a season?
I believe it starred Jason Alexander and Malcolm Jamal Warner played the two title characters. Now, in real life, the title characters are, you know, Tony Kornheiser and Michael Wilbon. You know, they've been hosting the show for it seems like forever now. How long has the show actually been on? Can I get the they've been on since 2001. So the show itself has been on for 19 years. I can tell you that the TV show didn't last 19 episodes.
No, it's another bomb.
No.
And a couple of pretty good actors there, but they couldn't rescue that kind of format, I guess.
No, and, you know, it was just kind of odd, you know, the way I think the biggest issue they had was they didn't really format it around the show, which I think they could have been able to do and make it kind of interesting. They tried to format it more along their lives, and it just didn't work. The show itself was called Listen Up, is what they decided to call the actual show. But yeah, it was a huge tank, and like I said, I don't even think it got through. You know, I know it didn't get through season one. I stopped watching it.
I don't remember the name that when you mentioned the show. I never remember that show being on at all. But
yeah, you know, that, like I said, it was just it was unfortunately they went. I think they went the wrong direction because I know that one. There was one show based on it was like. Sports Night, I think it was called. And they based the show off, basically, it was kind of a take on like what would happen in the ESPN newsroom before they would go on air. You know, and obviously they couldn't use the name or anything like that. And they were able to put together some interesting, you know, some interesting storylines and develop kind of stuff like that, weaving sports into it. And I thought maybe if they would have possibly done that with this Listen Up show, it might have had some better success. But it just ended up being something they wanted to make like about, almost seemed like they just wanted to make it about Tony Kornheiser's life.
Yeah, a lot of these things don't work, and I guess most shows fail when you think about it. I mean, how many shows last more than one or two seasons nowadays?
You know, and I don't know if you, well, I mean, you know, and I mean, they've tried to do it. You know, remember when they gave Emerald his own comedy show because he was so good on the Food Network?
No, I don't remember that.
Yeah.
He
actually got his own NBC comedy for a very short-lived period of time. I don't think there were very many episodes of that either. But, yeah, you know, and it's just I guess it's just the things, you know, people think will work that they, you know, they try.
Yeah, nowadays in terms of shows, it's got to be very, very difficult because there's just so much competition on the market. You got all these cable channels and all the streaming channels that can all have their own individual shows. And you wonder how a new show survives.
Yeah, I mean, you've got to be, and I looked here, the Emerald Show lasted 7 episodes. But yeah, I mean, if you're cranking something out, or like if you're a Hollywood, you know, writer in Hollywood trying to do television or even trying to do any type of series, man, you got your work cut out for you now. You know, I mean, if you're not, you know, on top of your game every episode, you know, somebody's, you know, like you said, they're going to Netflix to watch something, or, you know, they're streaming something else, or, you know, with just all the channels, they're, you know, going wherever else they go. So.
Yeah. And you're wondering what's going to happen to some of these returning shows that they're going to be delayed because of the virus, and what are they going to have on as alternative viewing? Do they have anything in the can that they could show that maybe they've been holding on to, and now we're going to give it a shot because of all the delays that are coming up in some of the regular network shows?
So, yeah, you know, and I know even like, you know, some of the shows ended early, you know, you didn't really get those big season finales that everybody's used
to.
So, you know, I believe a lot of the shows are back filming now. So, you know, we should get content, but you just wonder when or what they're going to do, you know, how long before they decide to show, you know, the first episode.
You know, it was interesting what some of the shows did. I like to watch a show called The Blacklist, which is on Friday nights. Very good show, exciting show. And because of the pandemic, the very last show, part of it was done in animation version instead of the regular characters. Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, and kind of jarring when you see a regular sequence and then the next 10 minutes is done via animation of the characters. So it was an unusual idea. I'm not sure how effective it was, but they tried it at least.
Yeah, you know, I mean, again, got to give him credit for trying, right?
No, it was strange to see, but that's the only way they could wrap up the season finale. Even if it was a season finale, I know some shows, as you pointed out, there were 2 or 3 episodes short of finishing the season and kind of left things open ended.
So yeah, you know, just kind of. You know, just one of those things that, you know, you have to, you know, you have to kind of do.
Yeah, and, everything's still in a state of flux, and maybe, like you said, they're starting to to film the new episodes now, but of course there's a lot of shows I know are not coming back until next year.
Yeah. So, you know, and I mean, you know, you can't blame them. You know, you might as well wait.
Yeah, I had one of the shows I watch, it's a Canadian show. It's a very good murder mystery. I have enjoyed it. It's been out for years. And they normally start around September or October of this year. I believe it's delayed almost a year now. Late 2021 before the new episodes will be seen. So that's not a good scenario.
No, but, you know, unfortunately, that's the times we're living in now, and you have to do these things.
That's true. Oh. And it's an unpleasant time in at the moment. And it doesn't. There still seems to be a lot of problems with the percentages spiking. You know, you think that some of these states have a decrease in some of these incidents, and then they spike again, and you wonder how we're going to effectively finish and deal with the thing going into 2021.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's to the point now where I think everybody, you know, we're at the point now where we're just hoping for some kind of cure, right, or some kind of vaccination. So.
Right, and I know that they're working on a few things, and normally it takes years before these things are developed, and are they actually going to try a vaccine before it's fully proven and tested? I don't know. You have to wonder if we'll agree to that, if enough people will get vaccinated when there's an unsure situation and insufficient testing.
Yeah, you know, that's always, you know, the tough part, you know, is can the, you know, who, you know, I guess if you, you know, you're worried about it, you'll give it a shot though, right? So.
Yeah, you'd think so. And it was unpleasant again today. You know, I told you I went to Mariano's and I wore my mask and my gloves and I was there before 7:30 and there's still people there, but it's just very difficult to make your way around the aisles with these precautions you have to take. But I guess it's safe. At least you're a little safer than you would be otherwise.
Yeah, well, you know, I keep getting myself in trouble because, you know, like when I'm in the grocery store, I know pretty much where everything is and I don't look at the floor. I just know what aisle I got to go to. And now that they have the aisle set to walk one way, sometimes I just wander into an aisle the wrong way and everybody's looking at me like, oh, sorry.
Yeah, I didn't know that some stores are doing that. One-way aisles now. They don't do that at Mariano's. I'm not sure.
The two places I mainly shop have the arrows. You know, and it's just kind of like I'll go wander into an aisle not paying attention. Like, oh, hi. So, trying to figure out why.
Does everybody give you a dirty look when you're saying, hey?
Yeah.
One way, buddy.
You know, I get the stink eye from people, and I can't figure out, you know, like, wait, do I know you? You know, did we wrestle together? Is that why you're looking at me like that? You know.
Right.
It's a sad situation,
and maybe we'll overcome it over the next few months. We'll hope, at least.
Yeah, you know, you can only hope. I mean, you know, what else can you do? I mean, you know, it would be nice to get things back and rolling and, you know, everything. But I guess we'll see. And who knows, maybe by the time you get back next Friday, we'll be ready to go. Oh. Thank you. 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 Thank you